Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and it is my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to start out here. I've got a little monologue to get us kicked off, and then we're going to bring on Mike Cutler. So hang in with me, all right? The plane is coming. Usually when a guest is coming, we're all excited, and we anticipate their arrival. We've made plans, we've made food, we've made bedrooms to make them up, get the beds all clean and made up, and we have entertainment planned. But that's an invited and a welcome guest before anyone arrives. You need to prepare. Before the guests come, you need to be prepared. What we're seeing on the border, the southern border of the United States, it's not a bunch of invited guests. It's an invasion, not a caravan. It's an invasion of people coming to the borders. Yes, we do have borders. Borders of the United States of America. They are not invited. They are uninvited. They are not welcome. And there is no way we, the people, can be prepared to feed and house them. Nor do we want to. The left and the mainstream media, I got kind of a kick out of watching some of the mainstream media last night, although they make me angry. But they're downplaying the dangers of this. They're downplaying what the consequences, or ignoring what the consequences would be, which will not be positive. I've never in my life, ever, seen such an out-and-out stupidity or hate for people. Their own people. They're not going to make America great because they hate America. They are not going to make America safe because they want to tear down the USA. They want a takeover. They want socialism. These invaders coming from wherever, they're even, many of them, carrying their own flags for their own country. Does that look like somebody who needs asylum? They, meaning our left and the Dems, want a North American Union. What is this exactly that's going on? Let's look at the dictionary. A caravan is a group of travelers, of merchants or pilgrims journeying together for safety and passing through deserts and hostile territory. Well, I don't know if they've been through hostile territory or are they the hostiles going through the territory. Any group traveling in or as if in a caravan and using a specific mode of transportation, a pack animal or motor vehicles, a caravan of trucks, or a camel caravan. A large covered vehicle with conveying passengers, goods, and sideshow, etc. I don't know. Do they have a sideshow? I haven't seen that. Then what is an invasion? The definition of an invasion is an act of invading, especially incursion of any army for conquest or plunder. The incoming or spread of something usually hurtful. And from a second dictionary, that was from Merriam-Webster, but from a second dictionary source, it says invasion, plural or noun, invasions of an instance of an invading a country or region with an armed force. The synonyms, occupation, capture, seizure, annexation, annexing, takeover. An antonym, withdrawal, an incursion of a large number of people or things into a place or sphere of activity. Synonym, influx into an inundation, flood, rush, torrent, deluge, avalanche, juggernaut. Violation, infringement, interruption, intrusion, encroachment, disturbance, disruption, breach. And the antonym is the opposite, respect. Well, there is no respect marching to our borders, none. There is no respect being verbalized from the Democrat leadership. There is no respect from the mainstream media who are downplaying the danger. And the president has vowed not to allow this. And I, for one, am on his side. Today, we're going to talk about the invasion. We're going to talk about the role of the government in this. What should we do? Particularly those who should have done something, which would be the legislature body, which refused to do anything. And then the one that's left to act to fix it and protect us, which would be the President of the United States, the executive branch. Mike Cutler is our guest today. He's a retired INS senior special agent, and we welcome him back. Mike, we're in a mess. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me, Beth Ann. But, you know, you're right about invasion, and I don't know if you saw the article that I just wrote for Front Page Magazine.
I did. I've been reading it this morning.
And so, you know, I provided a slightly different definition of invasion, but you're exactly right in terms of what it is. And let's call these folks what they are. They're not immigrants. They're not migrants.
They're not refugees.
They're aspiring illegal aliens. Now, look, the term alien is not an insult. You know, I've written about this extensively. The problem with the word alien for the globalists, and the globalists can be found in both parties and the right as well as the left. Let's put the blame where it belongs.
Absolutely.
What the goal is an inexhaustible supply of cheap, exploitable labor, not just people doing the fundamental minimum wage jobs, but even with bringing in more computer programmers, engineers. It's about displacing the American workforce and replacing it with foreign workers. It's about displacing American students and replacing them with foreign students.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we admitted 152,000 Chinese STEM students. Think about that. STEM, science, technology, engineering, math. They rattle their sabers at us. They've created artificial and illegal islands in the South China Sea, militarized them with weapons that the engineers we educated designed. With technology they stole from us by committing espionage. They hack our computers every second of every minute of every hour of every day. We're training their programmers. We are self-destructive because the immigration system has gone from being a law enforcement entity to a delivery service, and it's the most efficient and effective delivery service in the United States. And what does it deliver? An unlimited supply of foreign tourists. That's the reason why we've gone from 26 visa waiver countries on 9/11 to 38 visa waiver countries now, thanks to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and their cohorts in the travel, hospitality, tourism industries, and the manufacturing associations. It delivers an unlimited supply of foreign students, foreign cheap exploitable labor, and for the lawyers in Congress, both sides of the aisle, an unlimited supply of clients for immigration lawyers. The banks are thrilled this is happening. Foreign workers send their money home. They bankrupt America, but the banks are moving companies that get a commission, if you will, on every dollar they move from point A to point B, even if point A is America and point B is another country. There was also a hearing that was just held before the Homeland Security Committee in April, and this was focused on terrorists operating in the United States at the behest of Iran. I know a lot of people have pointed a finger and said George Soros may be behind this. He might be. I don't know who is behind it. But if you look at what Iran is attempting to accomplish, certainly our relationship with them could not be worse, short of being in a shooting war with those thugs. And so they are increasing their presence throughout Latin America, destabilizing Latin America through their Hezbollah and Hamas forces. There are terror training camps in the tri-border region of Brazil, where Brazil abuts with Paraguay and Argentina. We know that Iranian shock troops, the Quds forces, have been flowing steadily between Tehran, Iran, and Caracas, Venezuela, where they're being provided with fake ID.
I'm going to have to stop you right there. We're headed into a break.
Okay.
We're not going to open the phones up yet. We're going to finish this conversation, and then we will maybe after the next break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're visiting with Mike Cutler, and we're talking about the invasion that's about to happen to the United States of America, and we will be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking seriously today about this invasion of the United States of America. And I don't know how many of you see it as that, but that's exactly what it is. Rumors keep talking about the crowd, the troops, getting larger and larger and bigger, the numbers of them. I had to chuckle last night, kind of in anger, though. I was watching the mainstream media, and they were talking about, and they were pointed out, you know, I'm sure you saw where President Trump told them, go out there into the middle of this group and see what you see. You're going to find Middle Easterners. You're going to find this. You're going to find that. And the guy said, well, we did what he said, and we didn't find him. And it's like I'm thinking, I don't see no terrorist. You know, it's like, what's wrong with them? That they can't see the danger of this, and they just keep pushing it. You just want to smack them one. Well, I do. Maybe you don't.
they're fools, but the average American is an idiot also, because people are willing to believe anything anyone tells them without questioning. You should never, ever follow any leader 100% blindly.
I
like Donald Trump. I don't agree with him all the time. I certainly am appalled at his lack of nuance of language, which I think does tremendous harm because I agree with many of his policies. But it seems as though today people have chosen up sides, and if there's an R after your name, depending on your orientation, that's either good or terrible. If there's a D after the name, it's... No one's looking at reality.
You know, nobody's looking at the C called Constitution.
or A, we're Americans.
Or common
and
sense.
We have the nonsense about Latino voters. If you believe that Latino Americans have different goals, different values, different morals, different morality than other Americans, you're a fool and by definition a racist.
This
has nothing to do with Latinos. And, you know, before 9/11, I had an argument with the chief counsel for the House Republican Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, what the blank will it take, another attack at the World Trade Center? We had a big argument on the phone. Beth Ann, that argument took place on the Friday before 9/11. You know, handwriting is on the wall, but let's go beyond conjecture and the nonsense. I was listening to these women on The View because I was listening to Laura Ingraham last night. I was in Manhattan.
Yeah.
I had just come home. I was on an Israeli-based new television program, a news program they call I-24. Came home, turned on Laura, and I've been on with Laura a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
And they were playing the recording of the women on The View. The president does know what he's talking about, and they know what they're talking about, I'm sure.
Sure they don't.
Let me read two quotes to your audience. This is important. The first quote comes from the 9/11 Commission staff report on terrorist travel. I provided testimony to the 9/11 Commission. Here's the quote. Terrorists in the 1990s, as well as the September 11th hijackers, needed to find a way to stay in or embed themselves in the United States if their operational plans were to come to fruition. As already discussed, this could be accomplished legally by marrying an American citizen, achieving temporary worker status. Let me interject. Think of DACA, temporary worker status, or applying for asylum after entering, which seems to be the objective here. In many cases, the act of filing for an immigration benefit suffices to permit the alien to remain in the country until the petition was adjudicated. Terrorists were free to conduct surveillance, coordinate operations, obtain and receive funding, go to school and learn English, make contacts in the United States, acquire necessary materials, and execute an attack. This is a 9/11 Commission report. Why is no one quoting that? There's another quote that I want to make real quickly. This was at the hearing that was held April 17th by the Counterterrorism and Intelligence Subcommittee of the Homeland Security Committee in Congress. The expert, Dr. Emmanuel Odelenge of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, expert witness. In recent years, Hezbollah's Latin American networks have also increasingly cooperated with violent drug cartels and criminal syndicates, often with the assistance of local corrupt political elites. Cooperation includes laundering of drug money, arranging multi-ton shipments of cocaine to the U.S. and Europe, and directly distributing and selling illicit substances to distant markets. Proceeds from these activities finance Hezbollah's arms procurement, its terror activities overseas, its hold on Lebanon's political system, and its efforts both in Lebanon and overseas to keep the Shia communities loyal to its cause and complicit in its endeavors. Now, here's the critical statement. This toxic crime terror nexus is fueling both the rising threat of global jihadism and the collapse of law and order across Latin America that is helping to drive drugs and people northward into the United States. It is sustaining Hezbollah's growing financial needs. It is helping Iran and Hezbollah consolidate a local constituency in multiple countries across Latin America. It is thus facilitating their efforts to build safe havens for terrorists and a continent-wide terror infrastructure they could use to strike U.S. targets. How much more do you need to be told? You see?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
When we see these idiots, these hens clucking away on The View, what does the president know? This is ridiculous. If there was a terror attack tomorrow and 50,000 people were incinerated, they'd be screaming, oh, my God, why didn't they protect us? The president is trying to protect us, and they are criticizing him and ridiculing him for doing what he must do to protect us.
And, you know, the legislators, we're talking about the House and the Senate, they're the ones that are supposed to have done something to have made this happen. We have good laws. I get aggravated that they keep saying we don't have good immigration laws, because I believe we do have good immigration laws. We're just not implementing them. Now, they have...
By
they
both
have,
sides. I have to make a point.
Absolutely, both sides.
Off, but I never have enough time with you.
Well, I'll give
Understand.
You a full hour.
Yeah, well, yes, I know. But you know what I mean.
I know. Look, there's never enough time. I know.
No. And this is about providing facts, not just my conjectures. If you understand that the left says, let's disband ICE, and the Democrats are behind it, and the Republicans get crazy and say, how dare you, the Republicans aren't any better. We have 6,000 ICE agents for the whole country. More than half of them are tied up doing investigations that have nothing to do with immigration. We have 37,000 police officers just for the little New York City, and we used to have 44,000. What do you think would happen if you had 3,000 cops in New York? Mm. You'd need a shotgun to go grocery shopping.
Wow.
So the idea that the Republicans want secure borders is a lie.
Oh, absolutely.
Both sides have sold out to the globalists, and it's about creating illusions. If we were serious, we would have 50,000 immigration agents. We would have necessary numbers of judges and support staff and detention facilities. But remember, immigration has become a delivery service. I have an article coming out in The Social Contract. I entitled it Sanctuary Country, because that's what both political parties have given us. And now we may, God forbid, pay a serious price because of it.
Well, there was a rumor this morning, and I could not substantiate it, that the president has already called the troops out to get down there and to get squared away, get ready. What's going to happen? You know, what's going to happen if they come across here and we have to use military force to stop them? And,
well,
you know, there are
a bunch
of cowards. Let me just finish and then I'll let you have it.
Oh, sure.
There are a bunch of cowards because they're letting the women and children go in front of them. But if you look at that crowd, there's an awful lot of men.
It's mostly men. The tactic of the terrorists in the Middle East is to put weaponry and gun emplacements in orphanages, in hospitals, and in schools. Mm-hmm. They want dead children. They want dead women. Why? Because that's what the newspapers will put on the front page of every paper. That's what the news shows will run at the beginning of every news report on TV, the images of dead children. They want them to be killed. They will use them as human shields. That's the tactic of Middle Eastern terror groups. We've never seen it anywhere but the Middle East. Use men and women who are noncombatants, children, as shields. They are hoping that there's carnage. And I guarantee you that the Democrats will jump up and start screaming about posse comitatus, that we've used the military for law enforcement, and seek impeachment. If I had to guess, they're working with groups, possibly even with Hezbollah and Hamas. You have members of the Democratic Party who support Linda Sarsour and others who are the adversaries to secure Israel. So if you look at the slant that this has gone, and I'm registered as a Democrat. I want people to know I'm not being partisan. I haven't voted for a Democrat in decades because this is no longer the Democratic Party.
No, it's a socialistic party.
Of seditionists and anarchists.
You're right. And the Republican Party, I'll just get that out there, they're not a whole lot better because there's a few, and there may be a few in the Democrat Party, you just can't see them for all the noise, but that are trying to do the right thing. But the majority of them are exactly what you said. They're globalists.
Yes.
And it's all about the almighty dollar and the power. And I,
you
when
know
we,
what? They work for the, they're working for the globalists. And if you doubt it, everyone says Chuck Schumer, you know, powerful man in the Senate. No, he's not. He is an employee of the people that write the fat checks. And you can always tell who the employer is. He's the guy that signs the checks. The employee cashes them. Schumer has been cashing the checks of Soros and the globalists forever. And the Republicans have been cashing the checks from the Koch brothers, who, by the way, stand behind the DACA business. Let's legalize unknown millions of illegal aliens because they want the cheap labor. Both sides have sold out America and Americans.
You're right. And when we come back, I want to talk about Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution.
Absolutely.
I want to read that and talk about that. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I am going to hold off yet on calls because I think what we have to talk about here and Mike's take on all of it is so important. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio, and Beth and Mike will be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21. Rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. This is not The View. We're not going to sit here and scream and holler all kinds of silly stuff. We're trying to cut through and get the truth of the matter and the danger of the matter of what's happening on our borders and what's happening with the visas as well. This isn't just the illegal immigrants crossing the border. This is also the legal ones that are coming across here. They're not, you know, it's aliens, not immigrants. Let's say it what it is. But in And then I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to let you take off, okay, Mike? Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States says, "The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. Invasion is defined as, one, an act of invading, especially incursion of an army of conquest or plunder, and two, the incoming or spread of something usually hurtful that is the United States are being invaded is unquestionable. It's a fact. So the president has every right and duty to protect the United States of America. And again, it says that it says, and shall protect each of them against invasion and an application of the legislature or of the executive. Even the legislature cannot, when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. Well, the legislature has not done their job, and that has made this escalate every time it's bigger. Every single time it's bigger. And so the president really doesn't have much choice but to step up and do his duty. And I'm going to turn that over to you.
Sure. Well, domestic violence, look at the transnational gangs. You know, I began investigating MS-13 in the early 90s, around 1992. And it was a very, very small problem, very few people, highly violent. And by the way, the people they were injuring and killing and raping and beating and intimidating were children within the ethnic Latino immigrant communities. And so Nancy Pelosi comes out when the president referred to them as animals, which I thought understated the problem. Animals don't kill for sport. And said, there's a spark of divinity in their eyes, meaning MS-13. You have people that are turning rapists loose. You have Governor Cuomo in New York State saying that agents who work for the INS, old habits die hard, ICE, are thugs. And he was going to follow them around with lawyers, and if they do anything the least tiny, teeny bit wrong, he was going to prosecute them and so forth. We have a woman running for attorney general who said that the ICE agents need to be put in jail for violating the Constitution. They don't even know what the Constitution says.
You got that right.
You have court judges saying that the Stop DACA is unconstitutional. DACA, the Deferred Action Childhood Act, by the way, most people don't know because the media keeps lying and lying. It's about children, kids, young people. The age cutoff now is 37 years of age. You simply have to claim you came before you were 16, but with no capacity to do any interviews, no capacity to do any field investigations, adjudicators will only have the information on the application in front of them, and they will approve them. They will have no ground to deny them. And if you look at the DACA applications, well over 95% were approved. And the 9/11 Commission warned that immigration fraud and visa fraud were the key methods of entry and embedding for the terrorists. And this invading army would apply for immigration benefits. Right now, the backlog at the immigration court has over 700,000 aliens waiting for hearings. They don't detain them. They turn them loose. And that was the point to what I read before. You turn them loose in America. They commit crime, do other problems. We're talking about terrorists and criminals among them. The number of aliens who show up for hearings when they're given the hearing date is less than, are you ready? 5%. 95% remain at large. How many people are looking for them? Almost nobody. Why? We don't have ICE agents. Why? Because the Republicans are thrilled. They are ecstatic that we have no control over our borders, but they lie about it. The Democrats are telling you exactly what they want. No borders. No border patrol. No immigration enforcement. Take down the borders. You know, everyone's talking about the military on the border to back up the border patrol. Think of it this way, though, folks. This is backwards. In reality, the Border Patrol and ICE back up the military. The primary mission of all five branches of the U.S. Armed Forces, the Marines, the Air Force, the Navy, the Coast Guard, the Army, I think I got everybody, is to keep America's enemies as far from our shores as possible. But when they get past the screening done by our military, and today the bad guys aren't coming on U-boats as the Nazis did during the Second World War, they're coming on international airline flights and they're running our borders and stowing away on ships. Who backs up the Army to go after those that get to our shores? It's ICE and the Border Patrol and the inspectors at ports of entry. Do we have enough people to do it? No. Why? This is a failure by design.
You bet.
Yes, there's a few brave members of Congress who stand up and say this is wrong, and they get hammered by both sides of the aisle. My friend Lou Barlett is running in Pennsylvania to become a senator. I hope he succeeds. But, you know, what are we doing to back him up and everyone else up that say, look, we need a legal immigration system because today what we've done is to discredit the lawful immigrants. When you hear the word immigrant, you think about people running the border, not about people who followed a very stringent legal process to become part of America. My mother did that process. My dad's parents did it. My first wife, may she rest in peace, her parents were in concentration camps. They came legally. they're being discredited by what the Democratic Party is doing, because now everyone associates the term immigrant with law violators.
And, you know, when the mainstream media interviews, they interview the illegal ones. And when I saw Fox last night on Laura Ingraham's, and they were interviewing, they went to the border there, and they're interviewing the Hispanics that are legal, that came here legal, and they are living. They are absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, they're. It's remarkable, the difference of the coverage. It just makes you so angry.
But it does make you angry, but what are you as an American prepared to do? Are you willing to start engaging your neighbors in conversations, or be a coward and back down and say, oh, I don't want to offend anybody? You know, when I offend people, I go home with a big smile on my face. I never lost a debate in high school or college. I used to argue bail to the U.S. attorneys, which is unusual. Usually the U.S. attorney argues bail. And when I argued bail, no one ever got bail. We've got to grow a spine. You've got to have some chutzpah, as we say in Brooklyn, and stand up to the bullies. For all the screaming and breastfeeding we hear from the left, don't bully and don't intimidate. That's
they're the biggest bullies of all.
That is their stock in trade, is intimidation and bullying. Just don't you do it.
Yeah, they're the only ones allowed that. We saw that with Kavanaugh.
They know the truth, and we need to shield our snowflake generation of Americans who are frightened that they might hear words that might upset them.
You know,
is this the America that we grew up in, Beth Ann?
No. But
this is by design, turning America into a nation of cowards and wimps.
Well, that's one reason they, what is it they call that? The testosterone, toxic testosterone, the toxic males. They don't want anybody.
Yeah,
they don't want the men to step up and do what's right.
These effeminate idiots.
Say that again.
I said if it weren't for those toxic males with testosterone, who would defend those effeminate idiots?
You've got it. You've got it. I'm not going to defend them anymore. I'm telling you what, I'm kind of tired of them.
Well, why?
Because they need to do it themselves. They think they're so big.
I get beat up because I never cared about sports. I still don't. My favorite oxymoron is heroic play. I want to know how in the world you could be a hero when you're playing. And my father said, Mike, he was a construction worker. He said, you go into a gym, you got to work out, you got to put some muscles on, and you got to learn how to box and defend yourself, because one day you're going to wake up and I'm not going to be here. And on that day, you better be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I did. And what was amazing was I only had to knock two people out and all the nonsense stopped. You see, but we've raised our kids today to believe that they're not supposed to defend themselves. We need to back up and rethink the whole deal.
Yeah, we need to teach them how to survive, and that doesn't mean to be the aggressor. That means to stand up against the wrongs. Absolutely.
You make sure you throw the last punch.
Of course, that's when you get caught. But anyway, we're going into a break. We're going to hold off on calls today. We have a lot yet to cover. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I am visiting with Mike Cutler, and we're talking about the invasion of America, and we will be right back. My neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping, tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. All that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. It's the fastest hour of the day, and we have lots of information. We've been trying to encourage you to get involved, to get take action. You know, these legislators, senators and representatives of Republicans and Democrats, they have failed the United States of America. They have failed the people because they are following someone else. I have a little funny before we get started.
Sure.
I had an article that I had posted, and it was about immigration. It was about, actually, it was about this invasion is what it was about. And this is, we're just going to say his name is George.
Okay.
He says, these people want jobs. So let's let them build the wall, pay them with the funds that we were going to send to their government, and then send them home with the money. He's got it all figured out. So anyway, I thought it was kind of funny.
I don't want to send them home with the money. You know, we see the assets of anybody in America, including American citizens,
absolutely,
especially American citizens, if they engage in money laundering, tax fraud, drug trafficking. We engage in something known as asset forfeiture. We seize cars, mm-hmm, bank books, jewelry, houses, airplanes, you name it, because it's ill-gotten money. When people work illegally in the United States, they should be forced to forfeit the money that they earned by breaking the law. What do you think of that?
No, I think it's terrible. You know, I had someone call in the other day, and she said a few years back she had attended some sort of a class or training that she went to in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I had my passport and everything. She said, but when I was coming back home, I had mispacked. She said it was there. I just couldn't find it. She says they weren't going to let me come in. They were not, and I'm an American citizen, and here we have all these illegals that everybody's saying, oh, they don't need a passport, let them in. But a citizen of the United States couldn't.
Papers, right?
Well, yeah, show me the papers.
Well, look, so by the way, folks, please go to my website. I want to make sure this is important. My website is Michael Cutler, one word, C-U-T-L-E-R, michaelcutler.net. My article about the invasion is up at Front Page Magazine, frontpagemag.com. I also write for The Social Contract. There's a quarterly coming out, hopefully in another week or two. And I have my own Blog Talk Radio show Friday nights on Blog Talk Radio, the Michael Cutler Hour. If you go to the Michael Cutler Hour, you can click and get all of my podcasts. This is about educating Americans.
Absolutely.
You know, you can't have a democratic republic without an educated electorate. The media has failed us abysmally. And there's nothing politically correct about this. This is all Orwellian. Controlling thoughts through control of language, because human beings think with words. If you eliminate the word from the conversation, you eliminate the thought that the word represents. That was what was done in the Ministry of Truth in the novel 1984. We've eliminated the word alien from the conversation, so everyone now refers to any foreigner in the country as an immigrant. And if we're a nation of immigrants, you're anti-immigrant for suggesting that nobody or somebody be deported or not allowed in. But by the way, you know, here's the remarkable hypocrisy. The A in DREAM Act is the word alien, as in alien minors. When the language fits the fake narrative, then suddenly certain words become palatable and acceptable. But those are the only times when you could use the word alien. Otherwise, you're a racist and a xenophobe, unless you link it. And of course, cynically, with the American dream that Americans seem to no longer be able to apply
for. You don't know what a dream is. But I was going to say, even worse yet, the language was yesterday I kept hearing them call this invasion, all these thousands of people. They were calling them refugees.
Yes, and that's not right.
No.
See, but this is what we're doing. But that's like saying that anybody who goes in a bank is a bank customer. What about the bank robber? Is a bank robber a customer?
Exactly. No.
And a home invasion is not a party.
No, it's not.
You see, but this is the game that's being played. And they've done studies. You know, if you describe an accident, they have people watch a video of a staged accident to show you how language works. If they called what they saw a crash, they tended to describe it with more terms of violence and so forth. When they said it was an accident or a mishap, the language got cooled down that the people wrote to describe what they witnessed on the videotape.
Very interesting. Very
words
true.
Have impact,
absolutely.
You see? And that's something that Donald Trump needs to realize, because he could do so much better than he's doing if his language was more nuanced. That's my biggest criticism of President Trump. But what he wants to do is essential. But, you know, again, words do matter. My degree was in communications, arts, and sciences. I call it my BA and BS. but certainly words are critical. Pay attention to the language being used by the people, and then always go back to motivation. Why would somebody want to open up the borders? There's always money somewhere along the way. The trick is find the money.
And why would these that are coming across the border be carrying a flag from the country they're coming from if they need asylum?
Well, obviously, we know that this is bogus.
Oh,
but listen to the women clucking away on The View and elsewhere, lying through their teeth. And the other thing is, and I would make the same suggestion to them that my dad did when I had dinner at the table. And if he thought I was getting over my skis and saying things that I had no basis to say, he looked me over his glasses with what I call the father look. And with that very stern voice, say to me, Mike, empty barrels make a lot of noise. And the point was, if I couldn't substantiate what I was saying with facts or experience, I needed to zip it. And to this day, when I do interviews, whether it's on a radio show, a TV station, I'm standing in front of a live audience, I hear my dad's words in the back going, you know, empty barrels make a lot of noise. If I'm asked a question where I don't have real knowledge, I shut up. I won't answer it. The people on The View don't have the information, the expertise, or anything, but they are running their mouths and misinforming the American people. And that's dangerous, and it's just plain wrong.
And they're there for entertainment. For some reason, people get off on watching that. I do not. I've never liked them. I've never agreed with them, and I don't like the way they treat people when they have them on. If you got somebody on that's your guest, I don't care if you disagree with them. You should still treat them with respect. And they didn't do that. And when she kicked out Judge Jeanine, that was all plotted and planned. I watched Whoopi Goldberg as she was keeping an eye on her producer in the camera. She just kept looking at him, and when she got the go ahead, she said, "You're done. You're out." I watched it. I watched it play it over and over again. It's all planned. We got about 30 seconds, 40 seconds left. Take it away, Mike.
Yeah, well, all I'm going to tell you is democracy is not a spectator sport, and our democracy, our republic, is under attack.
Definitely.
As Americans, I urge you to please get involved. It's about the survival of our country and the future of our children and their children. We need to be involved. We need to get our voices heard, and not just on Election Day. Make certain to reach out to your elected representatives on all levels of government, because this invasion is being encouraged by sanctuary cities. It's being encouraged by anybody who says that if you're here illegally, we can't arrest you, so we should give you lawful status. We're hearing it from both sides of the aisle. Push back against that dangerous message, folks. You get one opportunity for a first impression. We have the world convinced that in America, violations of law are not just tolerated, but rewarded. And that's certainly a dangerous
thing. And I'm gonna give that number out, that number for the D.C. switchboard, 202-224-3121. Vote in November. You give them a chance. You don't give them an inch. Mike, thank you so much for being here with us today. We'll have you back real soon. We've got to keep this going. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Be well. Folks, thanks for the work you do.
You're welcome. We got to get involved. We've got to make our voices heard. Listening right here is one way. Voting is another. Making those phone calls, writing those letters is another. We got to do it to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state
states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.